Welcome to a brand new series on WHJE called Glowing Greyhounds, hosted by yours truly, Niharika Katrigata. Welcome to Glowing Greyhounds. Now, before I begin, I would like to give you all a little bit of an insight on what my series is about, since most of you have no idea what I'm talking about. In this series, I will be interviewing different people from Carmel. Athletes, musicians, Senate members, or really anyone I can find. And this will be an interview on them, but not necessarily on their achievements, but on who they are. It's kind of like a spotlight on a person's personality and what they're like. And in this episode, the person I chose to interview is Mary Kaltrider. Mary is student body president and part of many different clubs at Carmel, but there are a lot of things people don't know about her, which is kind of the basis of my show. And that is why I'm doing this interview with her. I'm with Mary Kaltrider. Say hi to the people, Mary.
Hello, people.
So, how you doing? Are you doing all right today?
I'm doing great. Dressed up for Workout Wednesday, feeling great and energized.
Okay, all right. So here's my first question. Tell me something about you that no one knows.
Oh my goodness. Okay, something about me that no one knows. Okay, no one really knows this, but this is a dream of mine, and I don't really like tell people about this dream because I don't like to tell people unrealistic dreams, but I want to beat Meryl Streep for an Oscar really badly.
Is there any reason you want to beat her at an Oscar? Is there just
I just want to be able to go up there and say that I beat Meryl Streep. So, yeah.
That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what do you like to do for fun? Because I know you have a lot of things that you do, but there's probably stuff that you would rather do if you had more time, I guess. What would you do if you had more time in your life?
If I had more time, I'd probably do more adventuring. I kind of wish that I could, like, go to Brown County and Turkey Run and like do fun stuff like that. But I still try to make time with friends and stuff. Of course, it would be nice to have more time to watch Netflix. Like, I'm working on The Office right now, so if I could have more time to watch that, that'd be great.
Okay, so what activities are you part of in Carmel?
I am obviously part of Senate and the student body president. I'm also part of Dance Marathon Executive Council. I'm on the cross country team. I'm on the comedy sports team. And I'm in CHTV and I'm at GCOM. And I think that covers it.
That is a lot. Oh my gosh, I only have like three things. I'm in creative writing club and I'm in radio, which is pretty awesome, by the way. So what's something you love about Carmel High School and why?
I definitely love how big Carmel High School is because it's so large that you can meet new friends every single day. I like that I don't know the people in the hallway that I'm with because it just makes the opportunities endless. And I love that you can just start a club whenever you want. Freshman, sophomore year, I started a cappella club. Like, I think that's so cool, and that's such a unique opportunity that you won't find at a lot of other schools.
Was there any reason you originally created a cappella club?
Yes, I hate to say that this is the truth, but I definitely started it because of Pitch Perfect. I'm not going to lie. Like, that movie was so good, and I just wanted that so badly. And it was a lot of fun, and we did a lot of different things. We actually performed on a radio show for their Christmas telethon. So it was a successful club.
How many members do you guys have now?
Well, we're actually not meeting anymore. Oh. I got a little bit too busy junior, senior year. That I couldn't no longer do the acapella club, which was sad, but I definitely feel like it would have been too much on my plate to try to organize a club. Some people don't realize, even if it's acapella club or like frisbee club, like running a club is some tough stuff. Like, it's a lot of work.
I did want to ask you this. What's it like being student body president? Just because.
It's really, 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 really fun. That sounded like I was in the fifth grade. But it's a great opportunity, and I really like being able to plan events and go out there and try to get everyone involved and empower people just to make a difference. And I think it's really cool that it's such a great way to impact others.
Is it sometimes a little bit stressful because you kind of handle kind of everything that happens, I guess? Like, what's your, like, jobs, I guess I would probably ask.
Yeah, it can be stressful sometimes. I kind of work with Senate on planning the events like the blood drive, homecoming, which is what we're all doing right now, winter dance, brain game, March Madness, and care to share. So it is a little bit stressful, especially because there's just so much to do all at once. And I also run the Principal Advisory Council. But I would say that, like, delegating has been very helpful. We have some excellent, strong senior senators who have been in Senate for a really long time, and they're definitely helping out a lot and doing a lot of the work. So I really appreciate that.
Okay, so what was the best compliment you've ever received? It could be from a guy, from a girl. I mean, it's your call, but I just wanted, this is kind of an interesting one, so.
Okay, this is gonna sound silly because it was such a simple compliment, but I would say I was walking in the hallway one day, and I don't even remember what I was wearing, but I was just walking in the hallway, and this random girl just, who I've never seen or met before, was like, "Oh my gosh, you look so cute." And I was like, you know what? There needs to be more people like you in this world. Those people that don't even know you and they go out of their way just to give you a little compliment. And it, like, made my day. And I think that's awesome. I think more people should do that.
I get that a lot, but usually I'm just kind of like, I'm happy, but I'm kind of a little bit freaked out because I'm like, I don't know who you are, but thank you. So, yeah, no, there are definitely a lot of people who do it at Carmel, so
yeah,
don't worry
about
it.
It's so sweet.
Okay, so what's your favorite song right now, and what do you like, and why do you like it?
Oh, okay, my favorite song right now is Downtown.
Who is it by?
The Macklemore song.
Oh, okay.
Because it is just so spunky and groovy, and, like, that beat, I can't help but just, like, go crazy for it, so I listen to it every morning when I get ready, and it just makes me so happy.
Do you like songs that are, like, more, like, dance-oriented? Like, you want to get
up
and
dance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love breaking it down. So whenever there's a good beat or anything, I'm there.
Well, that means you're doing Dance Marathon this year, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But what is your favorite Disney movie and why?
Wow. Very good question.
Thank you.
I would say my favorite Disney movie... Oh, gosh. This is so difficult. Okay. I don't want to say Frozen, because I held a Frozen party when they released the DVD, and, like, that was so extreme, and I watched it 20 times within, like, the first 2 weeks it came out, so I really should not have said that, because that's embarrassing. But the problem is, I watched it so many times that it's, like, not really my favorite anymore, so this is kind of a difficult question. I really like Hercules.
Okay, why?
I think that's an underrated Disney movie, for sure. I kind of like that it's not really, like, the common, like, princess story. And I also love the song, I Won't Say I'm in Love. I sang that once for a voice lesson, and I was like, oh, this is so, such a fun, upbeat, kind of jazzy song. So I would definitely say Hercules is a good one.
No, I mean, my brother gave me that song when I liked this guy. And so he was like, you should sing this song. And I was like, I don't want to sing this song because it's about someone I'm trying to deal with.
But. Yeah.
Okay, so if you had one day left in this world, how would you spend it?
Okay. Well, the first thing that would have to happen is I would have to be with my friends and family the entire day. And then I would probably go to, I have two different spots that are just so relaxing. I would probably say I'd start my day on my hammock in my backyard, because whenever I'm stressed or anything, like, I always go to that hammock and I just lay there and I just kind of think about life. And then after that, I would go to my lake house. Because, like, I just see that as, like, a getaway place. And, like, I'd spend the day there with my friends and family at the lake. It's just such a fun place. Like whenever I, like, try to think of, like, the perfect place, like, I don't think of, like, the Bahamas or Hawaii. I always think of the lake house. And so I would spend the day there. And then I would finish off the day at the little church there. Because I think on the last day to live, I definitely want to be going to church.
Okay. Are you, like, do you have, like, a religion you're, like,
I do. Well, I'm Catholic.
Okay.
And so I definitely feel like I got to be in that church praying, you know, getting ready to go, man, because I want to go to heaven, so.
Okay, that's actually pretty interesting. So you have a lake house.
I do, okay. Yes.
That's nice. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Where is the lake house?
It's in Rochester, Indiana, so it's, like, an hour and a half away. It's called Lake Manitow.
Nice. Yeah, I have, like, a condo, but, like, my parents will let me use it till I go to college because it's, like, my condo after college, so.
Oh, hey, at least you have one.
Okay, so what is something in your life that's really affected you, and how did it change you?
Can I just say high school?
Just in general?
Yeah, I would say high school in general because, and I feel like a lot of people could speak for this, like you start your freshman year a lot different than your senior year, I guess. Not really personality-wise, but just like, I feel like my freshman year kind of started out just, you know, chilling. And then as I got to be a senior, like, it kind of, like, throughout this process, I've kind of become more familiar with myself. And I've become more confident in, like, the morals and the values that I have and kind of my beliefs. And I've been able to, like, stand by those. And so I feel like I've gotten stronger in a way than when I was a freshman.
Do you think that as a senior, when you come in, you kind of have a different perception that you do coming in as a freshman? Like, because I feel like that when I was a senior, I had this, like, first of all, shock that I was going to be a senior this coming year. Do you feel like that it's kind of also that, too, or not really?
Yes. I definitely think it's that. Like, I feel young still. Like, I still feel like I should be a freshman, but just, like, looking at it that, like, I'm a senior, like, getting ready for college, like, things kind of get a little bit more serious, and you're working on all those applications, and, like, it's kind of all one big blur.
Well, what college do you want to go to, since we are talking about college?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure. Everyone in my family went to Purdue, so that's definitely on the list. But I also love the area. Like, I love Washington, D.C. I kind of want to be... I want to be a lawyer, so I'm really interested in that area. So I'm kind of like looking at American University, George Washington, but I also love North Carolina. So I got Elon on my list. I'm kind of all over the place. I'm very confused. I'm just working on applications, and then hopefully I'll visit and kind of see what happens.
Would you prefer out of state or in state?
Some days I prefer out of state, and some days I want in state. If it is out of state, it has to be somewhat close. I'm really, really close with my family. And, like, my little sister, like, my mom, my dad. Like, I don't know. I couldn't imagine not seeing them, like, over some holidays, like Thanksgiving. I don't want to be somewhere where I can only come home for, like, Christmas.
Oh, I understand. No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you could travel anywhere around the world, where would it be and why?
I would travel to probably Ireland. Because my mom's side of the family is Irish, and my grandpa was really, really Irish. And I think that would be a really cool place to visit, especially, like, on St. Patrick's Day. Could you imagine? Like, I just think that'd be so fun, and it looks so beautiful. And it's somewhere that, like, you don't really hear about a lot, I feel like. I think Ireland's underrated.
Okay. Well, so since you are talking about your ethnicity, like, what's your background?
Well... I'm definitely Irish, and then my dad's side is just all over the place, honestly. Like, I think I'm, like, German and, like, Polish or something. So, I usually just say, oh, yeah, I'm Irish, because why go into the little small percentages of German and Polish and...
Any chance you could be Indian, too?
I mean, I would totally love that, but I'm not sure.
Okay. So what's your dream car and why? And, I mean, do you have a license?
Right, I do have a license. I did not get my dream car. I have two older siblings, and the car has been passed down to all of us. It's a Honda Element, and its name is Beyonce. And I really love that car, to be honest with you. It has a lot of history. It's very spacious. It's a nice square shape. But I would say probably when I was growing up, I always wanted a little bug. Those bug cars.
Yeah, I used to want those too. Oh my gosh.
I always wanted one of those. It would be baby blue, a convertible one. Like, it sounds really lame because it is, but that's probably still my dream.
It's okay. My dad still wants to get me that car, and I'm like, I don't want that car anymore. It's okay. What's the best thing that's ever happened to you and why? And if you have, you can give me more than one if you have more than one, because I know sometimes people have two things that are like the best things that have ever happened to them.
I don't know. You know, I struggle with this question a little bit because I'm all about, like, those little things kind of, like, make the best things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I went to the Taylor Swift concert. Wow. One of the best things to ever, like, that was amazing. I got to my job at the Indianapolis Indians. I'm the MC. Like, I really, really enjoy that job. Like, that was one of the best things that ever happened to me. Student body president, like, when I found out, like, oh my gosh, I was in choir and they all just ran and they gave me the biggest group hug. Like, best thing to ever happen to me. football game, like, last week, I caught a t-shirt from the news guy.
Nice.
One of the best things to ever happen to me. So, honestly, like, life in general is just, like, one of the best things to ever happen because I just like sitting back and realizing, like, wow, I'm alive and I'm breathing and, like, this is awesome.
You always seem like you have a really positive attitude about everything. No matter who I talk to, people, like, if I mention Mary, they're always like, she's such a nice person. Like, you get that across the board.
Aww,
and I just, like, you. I mean, I just want to let you know that. That was, like, I mean, I have a question, though. What do you, like, do to make yourself, like, I guess so friendly and, like, happy all the time when you come to school? Because you're just, like, ball of sunshine.
Well, you might just be seeing me on my good days. I definitely, when I get like kind of stressed or mad or anything, I always will just like take a deep breath. And like when I'm getting ready in the morning, I always do like this little yoga flow. And then like I just kind of like, because like I told you, like, I'm Catholic, so I kind of like, that's definitely my faith, actually, is kind of what helps me, because I just kind of like, it puts things into perspective, like, okay, yes, you have that huge test, or yeah, you gotta study for the SAT, you gotta write that college essay. It's like, okay, remember the bigger picture, like, there's, this life is so much more than that. And so that kind of reminds me. Plus, when I listen to Macklemore's Downtown, that also really makes me happy.
Okay. Hey, that's, no, I always wanted to ask you that. I should never, that's great. Yeah. Okay, well, this is kind of a more sadder question, but do you have a really big regret? But I don't know. I mean, after you told me all that, like.
A really big regret.
Like, what's the biggest regret you've ever made? Like, if you could go back and change something, what would it be?
Oh, I got it. If I could go back and change something, it'd probably be that I would run cross country all 4 years. I joined the cross country team for my senior year, and I ran cross country for like 7 years, like it from an elementary school and middle school. And then when I got to high school, I gave it up to play volleyball. And I love volleyball and I love the sport, but I felt like cross country, it's more of like a lifestyle. I think just that every day getting out there running just kind of goes with that appreciating life and just like being healthy. And so I wish I had gotten that through all my high school.
Nice. Okay. So do you have like a hero? Like who is your hero and why? I mean, you could say God. I mean, that's fine.
I would actually say for sure my mom. She is my best friend, and I tell my mom everything. I'm one of those people that, like, and no matter what, whether it's just like, where's this or what's this or like any deep life advice, my mom always has an answer. And I hope that when I'm a mom, I could have those superpowers like she has, because she definitely has some kind of superpowers. And not to mention, like, she really is, like, she's made me the person I am today, like, because of her. I am who I am. Like, it sounds weird, I don't know, but, like, all my morals and my values and my faith and everything that, like, defines me is because of my mom.
No, that's great. I'm the same way. My mom's like an angel to me, so, like, yeah. Okay, if you could go back in time, what year would you travel to and why?
I would travel to the 70s because I absolutely love clothes. So, the clothes of the... Oh. I like hippie pants and fringe and flower power. So oh, I'd nice. Go there solely for the style.
That's nice. Okay. What's your dream in life and why is it that?
My dream in life, well, obviously I dream to graduate college and I dream to become a lawyer, and I want to be a lawyer for victims of crime. I want to be a prosecutor. I would love to eventually be a district attorney. So these are all dreams, right? But like if I had to pick one major dream, it would probably be, I want to be an inspirational speaker, and I would love to reach out and talk to girls in particular, like ages middle school, etc., about self-image and about acceptance and confidence, and I would like to empower them to be independent, because I feel like society has just gotten, like, stronger and stronger, like, you have to look this way, you have to act this way, and I really feel passionate about that topic, and that's kind of a dream of mine, to just kind of be able to go around, but, like, you can't go to college for inspirational speaking, I don't think.
No, you can't. So, but you can definitely do it as a side job if yes. you want, so. Okay. Well, you kind of answered some of these questions. Okay, if you could witness any event, past, present, or future, what would it be?
If I could what? If I could witness any event,
I would want to witness, you know, I hope they find a cure for cancer, you know? And I don't really know, like, how that works. Like, I don't know, like, if there could ever just be, like, one cure. But if there ever is, I would like to witness that because I think that'd be so cool, and I think we should all parade in the streets for that one.
Okay.
And we should have a big assembly.
No, I understand. My mom had cancer, so I probably would be there, too, if you went.
Yes.
Okay, so if you can marry any fictional character, who would it be and why?
Ooh, that's a fun one. Oh, my goodness. If I can marry any fictional... That's so difficult. There's just, like, so many amazing fictional characters out there.
Well, I can give you an example. I could tell you mine.
Okay, let's hear it.
Mine's Harry Potter because he's just way too perfect. That's why. I like that he's, like, really brave and he's just kind of, like, humble. And it's just he doesn't talk a lot because I talk way too much.
That's... Harry Potter is a good one. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to think of every movie and every book I've ever seen and read. And, like, all of a sudden my mind's going blank and I forget everything.
First person that comes in your head.
Okay. The first person that comes into my head would be Liam Hemsworth. But what was his character's name in the last song?
I don't know, but I know
Will,
who you're talking
Will,
about.
Will. Oh, okay. Will from the last song.
Hey, that's a good one.
Oh, my goodness. But
why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's Liam Hemsworth. Okay, so that's the first thing.
Okay.
But the second reason would probably be because I absolutely... Okay, so, like, if I could be any other personality, I would want to be Miley Cyrus in the last song. Like, she's kind of edgy and, like, tough. And, like, she's, like, the opposite of me. So, if that would be, like, my other dream, like, I would want to be, like, Miley Cyrus in that. And then I would want, like, a Liam Hemsworth, like, where he kind of, like, appears to be kind of cocky. But then he's actually, like, a really sweet guy who sweeps me off my feet and, like, makes me open up and not be so harsh about the world.
So is that kind of like the person, this is kind of personal, but is that the kind of person that you would consider if you were?
maybe. Okay. Maybe. Honestly, anyone, like, just like, I would probably say, like, my dream guy would really just kind of be my best friend, you know?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if you had one quote that would describe your life, what would it be?
Is this supposed to be, like, a deep quote?
It doesn't have to be. Just a quote.
Just a quote. Okay, I'll give you a deep one and one that's, like, not deep. Okay. So my deep one would be, if not now, when, which is just the idea of, like, you know, if you're not going to live your life now, when will you ever? And, like, if you're not going to live in the present. So I really like that. My mom always says that to me, like, whenever I'm like, oh, I don't think I want to go this. She's like, if not now, when? And I'm like, wow, you're right. And then my, non-deep quote would probably be, where's my germ blaster? Because I love hand sanitizer, and it's a weird obsession of mine, and so I always have it, so if you ever need it, it's on my list of supplies that I always have, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, you answered some of these questions with the other stuff. What is an embarrassing experience you have, or you've had
in the past? Well, I've had a lot of those. I would probably say I was a sophomore. I was walking. My mom was dropping me off at school. She drops me off at the freshman center. I was walking in through the double doors. I turned the corner, and I wiped out. I just slipped, and I just fell right on my butt, and it was embarrassing, and it was right in the freshman center, and yeah, that would definitely be on an embarrassing list.
Well, our time is actually almost up because I don't want you to be late to class, but thank you, Mary, for your interview, and yeah.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So you learned a bunch of different things about Mary today, like the fact that she wanted to beat Meryl Streep at an Oscar. That was a pretty funny one. And like I said, that this is kind of the basis of my show and how it's going to be. It's just going to be about getting to know somebody and finding the right questions that can really get the person to tell you something about their personality.
Anyway, I hope that you guys liked it, and stay tuned, because in about another 2 weeks, I'll be on with my next person, and if you guys want to be a part of this interview, just email me, Niharika, at Neharika at WHJE.com, and obviously mention in the message about Glowing Greyhounds. So, like I said, this is the end of my podcast for Glowing Greyhounds. Stay tuned next week for my next podcast.